I'm Joe Wood, and I believe.
October 5th, 2001. Amy Rylance is spending the evening with her husband Keith and her friend Petra Heller at the couple's home in Gandaya, Australia. After heading off to bed, Petra is awoken just after 11. She walks into the living room and sees Amy being carried in a sleeping position out through the window on a beam of light to a huge ship outside. Petra wakes Keith, but by the time he gets to the room, Amy is gone. The police struggle to believe the story, but 90 minutes later, Keith gets a call from a woman in Mackay, Queensland, 8 hours away. She tells Keith Amy is with her in hospital, dazed and dehydrated. Amy is uninjured. Remembering some of what happened to her, she recalls lying on a bed with a being taking samples from her. Her husband Keith gets to her quickly and notices her hair has grown considerably. That suggests to him Amy has been gone far longer than the few hours she was missing.
Welcome to Alien Nation, the ongoing series about extraterrestrials and UFOs, which asks the question, are we alone? I'll be talking to celebrities and everyday people who also believe and have their own incredible stories to share. We'll talk about well-documented cases, we'll examine the theories and the counter-theories, but mostly we'll just share our own personal experiences together. So get in touch with your own stories. I'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. I am sitting here now with Pixie Geldof. Hey,
hi.
Pixie!
Hi!
How are you, darling?
I'm very good.
Yeah?
I'm good, yeah.
Well,
out of breath because I just ran up the stairs.
Oh, did you? Oh, goodness. Well, firstly, I want to ask you, why do you believe in aliens?
Because why wouldn't you? I think it's mad that anyone doesn't.
Yeah, me too.
Do you know what I mean?
I definitely think
when people are like, we're alone in the universe, it's like, no, of course, that's insane.
Yeah.
Like, it goes on forever, which is a mind-blowing concept, but it goes on and on and on. It's like, oh yeah, no, we're the only thing that decided to live. That's mad.
That's what I believe. I believe when you look at the stars and you see millions and millions of stars, it's just nothing compared to what is out there. And when somebody told me once there are more stars in the sky than there is sand on the beach.
No, don't, it freaks me out.
I thought, we are not alone.
Of course not.
How can we possibly be?
I know.
When did you start thinking about things like that?
I was like a really big X-Files fan as a kid. I still am.
Yeah.
I love them. And the truth is bloody out there. So like that was probably when I was like, oh, aliens are a thing. And didn't, you know, that's probably when I was introduced to the concept.
So you're a kid. See, I was about 10 or 12 and my dad was reading the Sunday Times and it said, was God an astronaut? And I thought,
what?
What's that? What about that star that went over Bethlehem? Maybe
it was a UFO.
You know, on. Because what other stars go slowly over something? What else would it be?
Mm-hmm.
So then I was at a convent as well. And so then I started to think, oh, my God, all that they're talking about is mad. So have you ever seen a UFO?
I've seen, like, odd lights. I remember recently, maybe like 2 years ago, I was in Rome and I looked up and there was a really weird star next to the moon, and I'd never seen a star like right next to the moon.
Yeah.
And so I have like the sky scannery sort of app, like scanner, that's
planet
a flight
finder.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I was holding it up and it wasn't really registering, and that freaked me out, and then me and my friend convinced ourselves that we'd seen a UFO, so I'd like to believe that it was one.
Because, you know, they say that there are beings on the moon. Have you heard that whole concept about beings on the moon? Because if you look at old clips, there's a thing where the astronaut goes, they're watching us, they're watching us. And there's this whole thing about the moon, how there is beings up there that aren't from this planet. And that's one of the reasons, one of the conspiracy reasons that we've never really gone back. So exciting. I look up at the moon sometimes and I think,
who's there?
Who are you?
You're hanging out.
So there is a man in the moon.
Well, yeah, and everyone always says, well, no, but you know, there's no water on these other planets that we've been to. And I'm like, yeah, but maybe they don't need water. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's no saying that, like, every life form is going to be carbon-based and that we're going to need the same necessities to live. Like, that's what we as humans assume. But I think we as humans assume a lot of things that are mad. Yeah. So it's like, no, they might just live off others. They might literally be, like, completely other.
Yeah, they might breathe in hydrogen dioxide and you know, you just don't know, do you? Because
yeah.
They found life at the bottom of the deepest parts of the ocean.
Exactly.
Where they thought it was impossible to have life. So, yeah. And I think that you just can't tell, can you?
I mean, they say, like, we know more about outer space than we know about the ocean. And that just sort of proves to me how little we know about outer space as well. So it's like,
yeah,
we've literally done none of it.
No, none of it.
Yeah.
Do you watch anything on TV like... I'm obsessed with Ancient Aliens.
I've not seen that.
Oh, my
God.
I'm going
to watch it tonight.
Pixie, you've got to put it on H2. Some of them are really good.
Okay.
Some of them are a bit cheesy. But you find really great information about all sorts of things on it. It's such a great... It's great. And then there's UFO MUFON.
No, I've never seen any of these. I feel like I'm watching the wrong telly.
UFO Finders, where they go and look.
I've heard of this show. I think I actually have watched that, maybe.
Yeah, they go and find places and they look in the sky for other life.
I have a friend who's obsessed with, like, completely obsessed with aliens and, like, fully believes that he's 100% seen them. And he, like, goes on trips where he goes around and, like, finds crop circles and stuff.
That's what I wanted. I love crop circles.
Yeah, me too. And he, like, goes to them and, like, full-blown is like, this is the vibe. They exist.
Yeah. Why do you think that, as we all know, most people, actually Dan Aykroyd said that 60% believe, 40% will never believe.
But I don't understand what's to believe. I understand, like, not believing in, like, little green men and the, like, the Hollywood representation of an alien. Like, I understand that probably doesn't exist because that's what we've decided they look like. But, like, I think an alien could be, like, a tiny, like an alien actually is, could just be a tiny little microscopic living thing.
Yeah.
So I think it's like whether or not it's functioning, thoughtful beings or it's just a little bug, of course that exists. So I don't understand how 40% of the population can say that definitely doesn't.
Well, I believe that they're beings. I definitely believe they're beings that are far beyond our mental
capacity
and in the universe for millions of years longer than we have. And I think that they have the ability to travel through space at outrageous speeds. And I think there's lots of different ones.
Yeah. I do hope that they've come here. Like, if the UFO stuff is true and there's all, you know, there's sort of myths of them coming and landing and stuff like that, I hope that's true because I feel like that will lay rest to the idea that they're hostile.
Yeah, I think there's...
Like, because everyone's like, if they come, they'll destroy us. And I'm like, again, a very human way to think.
They would have done that ages ago.
Yeah, so it's like, maybe they're already here.
So why do you think that the government then doesn't talk about it or denies it?
I mean, if it's true that they're here, they probably don't talk about it because of mass panic. I feel like people would freak out.
Yeah.
And if they haven't come, but they do exist and they know that, maybe they're embarrassed that they didn't find them first. Just saying.
I know, you don't know, do you?
Yeah.
But after Roswell, you know, in 1947, I think, when they had that crash there, first of all, they said, yes, we found a spaceship, a flying saucer, and then the government came in, cleared it up and went,
No,
we haven't.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
It was a weather balloon.
Yeah, and which I don't know what that is.
Weather balloon is just like
that thing that goes up.
And so they tried to pretend that it was a weather balloon. But I know.
And it's still closed off, isn't it?
Yeah, that Area 51.
Yeah. That's the thing, like, if nothing happened, why is it still closed off 60 years later?
Yeah, why is it this massive, massive space with these massive hangars in it and they're all busy fiddling away with what?
Oh, it scares me.
I think what it is that the Russians and the Americans are both in a space battle to reverse engineer what they've found.
To, like, build their own thing.
To build their own think, with
potential,
that.
Yeah. Potentially.
Yeah, I think it's interesting.
It is interesting. Have you been there, Roswell?
No, but I want to go to Roswell.
Yeah, I think that should be your next trip.
I want to go to Roswell and I want to hang out at Area 51.
Just hang out yeah. there. It's like just chilling. They won't let you in. You just hang outside like this.
With a
cool
pair of really strong binoculars.
There's probably some pretty intense energy there, though.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, I bet you can feel it. I'm actually desperate to go.
Do you know where else is great to go? Is Pumapunku.
Where's that?
That's in Peru.
Okay.
And it's 12,000 feet up. And there are all these tons. They weigh like 20 tons each, but they're like the letter H, but all been cut exactly the same. And it's like
wow.
they've been pushed over. You have to be able to have a look.
Uh-huh.
And they're cut so precisely, but they are thousands and thousands and thousands of years old, and nobody knows how or why
yeah.
they're there.
I love it. I love it. I went in the summer, I went and just, I mean, it's obviously it's not to do with aliens, it's a very different thing, but I just went to a bunch of stone circles and stuff this summer and it was really nice.
Did you?
Yeah. I went to Cornwall, so we just went and looked around all the different, we went to like 6 or 7
oh, you
different
did?
Sites. Like some of them are really small, some of them are like the size of this room. And so like, it's not all like Stonehenge where they're like double
yeah.
the height of you and stuff. They're like small and it's really beautiful because it's quite amazing and like mad that that's
you
what we did.
You wonder why.
Why, yeah.
Who and why.
Yeah.
I've always been fascinated with Stonehenge.
Me too. It's just, and again, mad energies. You know, it's like, I get really into that stuff.
That and pyramids.
Yeah, I've never seen the pyramids.
I've never seen the pyramids
no.
either.
That'd
desperate.
Be another good trip. You need to go to Roswell and the pyramids, and then you'll be then you'll be golden.
Come on, you're coming with me.
I'll come. I will come to Roswell 100%. I'll come to the pyramids
yeah.
for sure.
But the pyramids are supposed to be like ancient power plants.
They're Is that right?
Yeah, they're not tombs. They're ancient. They've never found a body in one of the pyramids.
Is that true?
Yeah,
oh
and
my God.
They're ancient power plants.
What?
And I reckon that they were made for the aliens' rockets to sort of just lift off.
I really want that to be true.
Yeah, me too.
I like you just sitting there coming up with your theories, being like, that looks about right for a landing.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, no, I think they would hover over it and the energy would come through the pyramid
yeah.
and up through the top or something like that, or out through the side, and then that thing would just lift up like that.
Oh, my God.
That's,
maybe
that's
they're just, like, not working anymore.
Something happened, but long ago, and we've lost all that knowledge of what they were doing.
I just feel like a long time ago we looked for, I mean, not that aliens is a mystical thing, it would be a normal thing, but like I feel like we used to be a lot more in touch with like
yes,
energies and the mystical world and the belief in things
I
that
think,
might seem alien to us.
I think we're getting back there.
Yeah.
Because people are starting to meditate, open their minds
true.
Up.
True.
And I think we're getting back there, but who yeah. knows? Oh, if you ever saw an alien,
okay,
would you be afraid? Or
are we talking
you...
like Hollywood version of an alien?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Either a little green guy
yeah.
or
I mean,
like...
if it was E.T., no, because he's adorable.
Yeah. But what about if it was green, my height, and had big black eyes and put his
I
hand
think I'd
out?
Be like... I don't, this is the thing, because you want, I would want to hold hands. I would. I think that, like, it depends on the scenario. But no, I don't think I'd be scared. I'd be like, well, for starters, I'd be like, I was bloody right. You're
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
I think that would be my vibe. I'd want to be friends.
I would want to be
but
friends
But I don't know
too.
How we would talk. Because it's obviously...
Mental telepathy would be...
Oh, let's hope so, because then I could be like, what's up?
But they also yeah, they say there's things like shapeshifters.
True.
And then there's the reptilians.
What's the reptilians?
The reptilians are huge. Supposed to be like 7 foot tall and are an intelligent form of a reptile.
They're See, that would probably scare me because I'm not a huge snake fan.
Yeah, I think that might be a bit scary
so that
too.
That reminds me, there's an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer where there's like a big snake-like demon, and that used to scare me as a kid. It does not scare me anymore, but when I was a kid, I was like, oh, shit. So now, yeah, I don't think I'd like the reptilians.
Yeah, the reptilians.
So let's hope
to
it's
be...
not the reptilians that I meet.
Yeah, but there lots of old drawings from way back. There was always like a sort of dragon-like person and in the Egyptian times as well. Mm. They did lots of animal heads on bodies. So I wonder if that's anything to do with it.
Maybe. Oh, my God. There's just so much.
There's so much out there. There's so much
out there. Would you want to go to space? Like, if someone was like, you can go to space.
Quick whiz round the universe and back. Yeah.
No, but would you go on, like, the one that's going up and, like, floating around and, like...
No, well, we're not clever enough.
I wouldn't want to.
I wouldn't want to do that. I think you either do it in top style...
Yes.
Or not at all.
Yeah.
Like with a super.
You want a UFO.
A proper UFO.
Yeah. Okay.
Take me to the moon and back.
You want to be on the Death Star and like going up and being like.
That's it for me.
I don't think I'd like it. I know people that are like that's like their life dream is to like go to space. And I'm like, oh, mate.
I don't think we've got it
down.
I'm in space.
We're in it right now. We just don't think about it like that.
We're zooming around.
But if you were on the moon, it's like obviously. Different in terms of like gravity and stuff, but you're still just as in space as you are when you're walking around on the earth. Like, if so like to me, I'm like, been to space,
we are in it now,
Isn't but I don't think
it's
I'd like
mad,
it.
Isn't it? When you think about it,
yeah, I get really scared of heights, I think it would freak me out.
Yeah, I think it would freak me out too. unless it was done properly,
of course.
Pixie, it's been so lovely talking
thanks
to
for
you.
Having me.
Tell me what you're up to now,
just working. Project Zero with your wonderful son, which is an ocean conservation charity. And it's really good. It's great. We've got like a lot of really exciting things coming up. And
I know Ty always seems so excited. He said this going on, that
I know we've
going
got
on,
a lot.
Da, 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 da. You're doing really good. I'm so happy. We're going to save the world and the aliens will be happy.
So there's a nice place for them to land when they come here.
Wouldn't that be good?
And we can be like, look, here's some sharks. This is great. And they'll like it.
Yeah. Thank you, Pixie. It's been lovely talking to you. Yay! Aliens rule. Joe's Alien Nation. That's our show for today. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please rate us on whatever platform you get your podcast from. It helps people like you find us. Today's show was produced by Mike Hansen for Pod People Productions. Associate producer Colette Cooper and recorded at Hackenbacker Studios by Alex Fielding. Theme music by Mike Hansen and Jamie Allen. Special thanks to Nigel Heath. And our narrator, Mike Hansen Sr. If you want to share your stories, we'd love to hear from you. Just email info@podpeopleproductions.co.uk, subject matter Alien Nation. Beam me up next time. I'm Joe Wood. And I believe.